Hey, how are those resolutions coming along? You lost any weight yet? Started exercising? Are you a nicer person now than you were on December 31st, 2021? I don't fucking do New Year's resolutions. This is Chris Johnson. I think they're fucking stupid. I think if you want to do any of those things, you can do any of those things at any fucking time. I do enjoy the new year. I think it's just because I like getting new calendars out. What I do in place of resolutions is self-assessment. 2021 really was a good year for me. Yeah, the pandemic still sucks, but like I got myself out of debt. My student loan debt's gone. My divorce debt's gone. I got myself out of a fucking miserable job that just sucked my life force away. So I'm doing very well. In 2021 too, like I started finally like walking away from shit that wasn't fucking good for my ass. I have a problem. I got many fucking problems, but I have a fucking major problem is I fucking internalize everything. Any negative thing that happens to me has got to be my fucking fault. There's many reasons for that. One, I feel like I did a lot of shitty things as I was growing up. I don't think I was always a nice person. And if you believe in karma, then I got a lot of fucking debts to fucking pay. Am I paid up? I don't fucking know. I mean, I hope so, you know. I have a very good memory, so I think about these things and they fucking haunt me and they weigh my fucking ass down and I wish they didn't fucking happen. And all I can fucking do to atone for it is to try to be like a good person moving forward and try to fucking treat people well. And I think I do a good job. I mean, I hope I do a good job. I don't know. I'm not really the best one to answer for that, but I feel like I'm improving and I feel like I try to be a good person. I feel like if you try to be a good person, that's more than most people fucking do. And a lot of times, maybe if you keep trying for it, you might fucking hit the mark every now and then. But like, I feel like I'm always chasing shit. I feel like I'm always chasing people. I feel like I'm always chasing affection. And that doesn't necessarily mean like romantic affection. It's just like anybody to pay attention to my ass. You know how fucking desperate that need is for people to listen to me? What are you listening to right now? You're listening to a fucking maniac in his apartment building screaming into a fucking microphone because he needs you to fucking hear it. I didn't get this kind of attention growing up because my dad was a fucking asshole. I don't want to shit on my mom here because my relationship with my mom has improved immensely over the years, but you got to fucking bear the brunt of this as well. I mean, we're talking about like my parents, they fucking fought all the time. Dad was a huge piece of shit. Like if I did something bad, he maybe wouldn't talk to me for a few days. I'd have to just think about it. Is he going to fucking smack me in the ass with a fucking racquetball paddle or is he not? In the meantime, he's not going to talk to me. He's going to be a huge dick. He's going to let me know that he's fucking mad just so I can be fucking terrified. You know how much that fucks with your fucking head? That seeps into fucking every relationship you have from the time you're a child, from the time you're an adult. It doesn't matter if it's a romantic relationship, a friendship, a relationship with your fucking boss. It just fucks you up. Like, I feel like I apologize all the time. I always had to apologize to that motherfucker because if I didn't apologize to that motherfucker, shit would never go back to normal at home and I gotta fucking survive at home. So I feel like I apologize probably way too much. People have told me that over the years, you apologize too much. You gotta stop apologizing. Fucking sorry, but it's what I know. It's how I fucking have lived my life for so fucking long. But like, I feel like I talk to people a lot. And I feel like if I don't talk to people a lot, people don't talk to me. You get what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I've got relationships with people where there's like a constant stream of communication. But I feel like I probably talk to way more people than would talk to me if I didn't talk to them. And this isn't like a game of one-upsmanship. I'm not keeping score here. But sometimes you got to think like, what is this relationship? What am I doing here? What's happening? And you got to like get out of that because maybe it won't be good for you. And especially somebody like me who's constantly had to like reach out for his fucking father's affection before he finally grew up enough to be like, this guy's a sack of shit and fucking walk away from it. But you're scarred by it. And I feel like I fucking relive that shit or I've been reliving it for 39 years now. But I feel like I'm getting better. I'm pulling myself out of that. I'm not reaching out as much. When I went through my fucking divorce, that was my biggest fucking problem. My wife said a lot of fucking shitty things to me, and I kept reaching back out. I couldn't stop myself. Because when I was growing up, like, hey man, like eventually, like if I keep fucking crawling back, maybe I'll get some attention. I didn't get that from my ex because she was done with the fucking relationship. But in my head, I don't fucking understand that. I think maybe I can fix it. If I just say sorry enough, maybe I can fix it. But then you look back and like, hey man, she told you just like your fucking homophobic, xenophobic piece of shit father. And she told you that she wanted you to fucking die. It's probably over at that point. And I'm not trying to shit on my ex-wife here for saying that horrible shit. Hurt people hurt people. I feel bad that I probably fucked up in the relationship enough to make somebody so fucking upset that they thought that they had to fucking hurt me as bad as they perceived that I hurt them. And I feel badly about that. I still would never fucking say anything like that to anybody else, but it is what it fucking is. I feel badly about things, even if they're not necessarily my fault. I feel badly that the person I was going to go to a wedding with a couple months ago has never fucking spoken to me again after telling me that she wasn't going to go. because I fucking put my feelings out in the fucking podcast. I don't regret doing that, but like, I don't want somebody's feelings to be hurt, you know? I feel fucked up in situations like that, and like the situation with my ex-wife, and to a lesser extent, I mean, I've gotten past it now, the situation with my father, because there's no closure there. I'm out with a girl years ago. It didn't end well because nothing with me ends well. But like, we're on good terms now. And there's a sense of closure there because we've spoken since and things are good. I feel like I'm searching for closure in every situation because I feel like I got to put shit in order because I feel like maybe if things are in order, then maybe like the people in my life will fucking want my ass to be there. I won't have to constantly reach out to people. I don't give a fuck. I feel like it's something you'll carry around with you probably forever. I mean, yeah, you can go therapy about it. You can fucking recognize what's going down, but like fucking hardwired into your system, you know? I can't not think like that because it's how I think. I can tell myself that that's not the case, but it's easy to tell yourself that. It's not easy for your mind to accept it. But I'm getting better, I think. I have a feeling when I listen back to this and cut it up, I'm going to sound like I'm not getting better, but what are you going to do? I fucking try, and I think that's all most people can do. I appreciate trying, and I appreciate fucking effort. And if things work out, if they don't work out, at least if you fucking show up and give a shit, at least you're not gonna fucking regret anything. Because I fucking hate regretting shit. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episode to come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode's there. I'm on Instagram, as it may be 5 minutes. I'm on Twitter, as it Johnson Hates You. And I'm going to be in my Facebook timeline as well.